Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, I am granting the wishes of one of my YouTubers, and it was a young lady who asked. She's like, great content, but one area that I'm really interested in is how to go about buying a foreclosed home. That's a great question. Here's why. You could get a needle in a haystack, or you could get a dud, and you need to make sure that you know, I guess the best way I can say it, don't jump out of an airplane without a parachute or checking to make sure you have a parachute. Here's what I mean. There could be so much that goes wrong with this. Back 10 years ago, there was a ton of foreclosures, a ton of phenomenal homes that you could buy. A lot of that has been weeded out throughout the years. There's not as much foreclosures today as there was back then, but there still are bargains and deals there. So today I want to go over the process and the cast of characters involved on how to protect yourself the most that you can when you're buying a foreclosure, looking for foreclosed homes. So it's kind of tough. I wouldn't say, you know, if I'm looking for a house to pick up a home, to rehab or fix and flip, or, you know, trying to get a bargain, I don't know if I would specifically look at foreclosed homes. I would open my, you know, open up my search a little bit broader than that. The reason being is I see a lot of like trusts or families that, you know, they lost mom or mom and dad or mom, dad, you know, and they're out of state and they just want to get rid of the house. I see a lot of that right now. But today I want to specifically talk about, we're going to buy a foreclosed house. How do we go about this? So first of all, my assumption is that foreclosed home, it needs work. And the reason being, it would have been gobbled up before you found that. Okay, so let's use that as the assumption. The house needs some work. Okay, so if you don't have the cash, what do you do? Are there loans out there to get into these homes? And a lot of people don't have access to these programs. I receive calls from, I have friends that work at banks. They don't have access to these programs, so they refer their clients to me. So the mortgages that we're going to look at, we need home repair loans, I guess is the best way to put it. So there's two types. There's FHA loans, and then there's conventional loans that would provide you with the monies needed to rehab the house. So, okay. So if you don't have the money, even if you have the money to fix it, you need to make sure you're going down the right path. Okay. Because the bank isn't going to lend on a house that has busted out windows, no furnace, no toilet, the ceiling's busted out and all the appliances are gone. What programs, you got to make sure you're getting the loan program that fits the needs of the transaction. So we want to look at an FHA 203K. That is a rehab loan. And then we have a new program out that came out at the beginning of the year. It's a renovation loan. Okay. So let me go over the FHA 203K. That is, there's two pieces of, or there's two categories there. There's a streamline and a full. Okay, so there's a 203K streamline. There's a 203K full. The streamline will give you up to $35,000 to fix the house. It's basically TLC. You can't put on an addition. You can't do anything structural to the home. Okay? So now there's a 203K full. You can do a bunch of things. Okay, you can basically do anything you want. I'm doing a couple right now. One of the people are putting on a whole second floor to their home. Okay. The FHA program requires that property be your primary home. Your primary home. Okay, so now let's say it's not going to be your primary home. Now what? Well, I have a renovation loan that would do that. So what these programs will do, so my renovation loan, it's a conventional program. It'll allow you to purchase a, or you can do these as refinances too. But it, we're talking about purchases, how we get into this business of fixing and flipping and rentals and cash flow and all that stuff. So there's a conventional program. It can do, you can do it on a single family home, your primary home. You could do it on multi-units. You can do it on investment properties. You can do it on second homes. You can do it on basically anything you need. It requires higher credit scores, though, but it's not out of the realm. So again, if you're looking to buy a foreclosed property, make sure you get the correct financing, because that property is not going to pass inspection. So you might get a pre-approval from somebody. It's like, oh, it's an FHA loan or a conventional loan. Then you get the appraisal done. Some things will pass the appraisal, you know, like painting and things like that on a conventional aspect, but not on FHA. So you don't want to get to that point and then realize, you know what, I need a completely different loan program. So you need to make sure your financing is set up accurately. That's where I come into play. I offer all these programs, and I'm going to meticulously walk you through this process. Okay, so that's one. Two, your realtor. Do they really, really have access to foreclosed properties? Some don't even want to bother. Others specialize in it. And others will come across them here and there. So, who do you work with? I'll help you find the right realtor for your specific needs. Think of this whole transaction as a funnel, okay? You put all the stuff on the top, you throw in everything, and it funnels its way down all the way, and the ultimate goal is the closing. So, I hopefully am in the first piece of your funnel. You come to me and we get you the financing. We help you find the realtor. We help you find the home inspector. We help you find the attorneys. We help put your team together to get you through this process, because if any one of those are faulty, you're going to hit a brick wall. You're going to fall flat on your face. So we want a realtor that knows what they're doing. They know when they walk in there, okay, we can do this. They vision what can or can't be done. Okay. The next thing we need is a contractor and an inspector. The inspector is going to go through and tell you everything that's wrong with it. Okay, they're going to say this is wrong, this is wrong. You're probably going to pick up on most of that when you're looking at it. But unless you know construction, you might not know that, you know, there is a furnace there. Is it good or not? Is the plumbing cracked? Was the house winterized? So if it wasn't, when you turn on the water, you might have all over the house. And I've done that before. I've turned on water in the basement, and all of a sudden upstairs, there's water squirting out of everywhere. So you want a home inspection to kind of find all the flaws with that house. Plus, you need a contractor to give you accurate quotes or accurate estimates. How much is this going to cost you? So when you add that into the equation of how much you're paying for the property, then the end result, is there money there for you to make money? You might not care. You might say, well, this is going to be my house. I want to, instead of building brand new, I want to create this house into what I want. Okay. Well, are you now overimproved for the area? Maybe, maybe not. So all these factors get involved, you know, finding the house, finding it at the right price. What's wrong with the house? How much is that going to cost you? The better these people are, the better your results. For example, let's say the contractor comes back and gives you a bid at 30. However, if that costs you 50, now what? Was that a good deal that you bought? Are now you priced out of the market? Can you get that much financing to, you know, does the house support that kind of loan? Maybe not. So again, the realtor is going to help us find the house. The inspector is going to make sure that we find every flaw in that property. The contractor is going to do that as well, and they're going to put their notes together with the inspector saying, okay, this needs done, that needs done, you know, and all these pieces of the puzzle. Now we know, okay, it's going to cost us X. The purchase price is X. The realtor could say, okay, the final value when this is all done is going to be, you know, this value. Does this all make sense? Are you going to be valued right for, you know, that situation? Are you looking for cash? Are you looking to flip this house and make money? Well, if you're basically maxed out, no, you're not going to make any money, you know, if you hit some flaws. So I think you get where I'm going with this. When I come back, we're going to finish the cast of characters on this process. And then, like I do on every other show, I'm going to talk about some credit hacks on how to improve your credit scores fast, easy, and usually at no cost to you. A lot of these pieces that I give you, take them every day and do it, or check, you know, what I tell you to check. And then if that fits, you know, the shoe fits, then do what I asked you to do. Please let me know how it worked for you, because I would almost guarantee 90% of the time, the information I give you is going to work. It's going to equal or exceed the information I tell you. So again, my name is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. I am on 1160 Hope for Your Life Radio. You can hear me every night on AM 1160 weekdays. And check me out on YouTube. That channel is going crazy. It's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. You can also find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Hang tight. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. So today we're talking about how to buy foreclosed homes. So I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm trying to give you a cast of characters that can help you do this right. Okay, so why are you looking for a foreclosed property? Well, you want to get a great deal, then you want to rehab it to fit your specific needs because you want to live there. That's normally not the case. Normally what happens is somebody's doing this for an investment purposes. One of two reasons. They want to buy it and rent it, but they're trying to buy cheap and put everything together and still have, you know, equity in that property. A lot of people are trying to buy it and flip it and make money. So let's focus on that part of it. Okay. So you want to buy a foreclosed home, fix it up, and then flip it. Okay, so I do have a program for that. I didn't have it a year ago. So if you try to reach out to me a year ago and you're looking to buy investment properties and flip them, I couldn't help. I can help now. So I have a renovation program that will allow you to renovate a 1-4 unit home. It can be your primary home, rental property, or second home. Okay, not a lot of people have second homes in Chicago, but it can be done. Okay, so we want to make sure your financing is correct. You're getting the program, you're getting the renovation program, because if we don't put you into the correct financing, when we get to the appraisal piece, everything's going to fall apart. Okay, so then we want a realtor, and I'm going to help you with this. Again, this is a funnel. You're going to call me and we're going to put the whole team together to help you get through this whole process. So we want a realtor in your area that is full-time, that knows what they're doing, and that has access to a lot of these programs. A lot of the realtors I work with, they have pre-market homes, meaning homes that are coming onto the market that will be listed to everybody. They have that information before it goes public. Why is that good? We're not bidding against everybody and their mother when you're looking to buy this house. So if you're looking to flip it, the end result is, you know, selling it as high as you can. But during this process, we're trying to do everything as cheap as we can. Maybe cheap's a bad word. As frugal as we can. Okay. So we need a realtor that helps us with that. The biggest piece of this puzzle is the home inspector and the contractor. If they mess up, this could be disastrous. You might not make a penny. You might lose money. So if we don't have those pieces of the puzzle in place, good qualified people, then this could completely fall apart. Okay? So that's, you need the cast of characters of the right financing, the right realtor, the home inspector, and the contractor. Now there's the attorney. The attorney is basically an insurance policy for you. What I mean is, if anything goes wrong during this process, their job is to get you out of the transaction and get your money back for you. That's the ultimate goal of the attorney, on your attorney. Okay? When you're on the selling side of things, your attorney is doing a lot of deeds and other things in the background, going to the city and getting water stamps and all this stuff. But our attorney basically is, their protection is, they want to review your contract in detail to see if there is anything that down the road might happen to us that they could pull out of this contract and you not lose your money. So that's the part of your attorney. So again, financing, realtor, inspector, contractor, attorney. That's your team. Those are the cast of characters. Okay. And the better this team, the better the result. Because if anybody flaws, if the financing flaws, you don't buy the house. If the realtor is no good, we don't find a house. If the contractor and inspector are no good, we might have a lot of additional costs and a lot of issues with that house that we didn't know about. And if we would have known about prior to getting in there, we wouldn't have bought that property. And then the attorney, they're going to dissect all of this to make sure that there's no, I just had a closing last week and the client didn't have an attorney. Well, because the attorney was $450. Well, come to find out that in the contract, the realtor wrote up a clause saying if the seller isn't willing to pay the total of a 5% commission fee to the realtors, that the buyer would pay the deficiency. I read that and I was like, because at the closing, this closing statement came by and they owed like $750. I'm like, why? Well, the seller, they had to pay a termite inspection and then they had to fix that wall down in the basement. So they're using the commission they were going to pay us to do that. So now the buyer has to pay the extra fees to us, the realtors. I'm like, are you crazy? Then we go through the contract and it's there. And I've never seen that in my 30 years of doing this. Another actually was a friend of mine. He didn't get an attorney and his was, for every day that he does not close, his closing is late, it is a $500 fee. $500 a day. He signed it. What happened is the house got appraised and there were some things wrong with the house. So they had to fix it. The seller had to fix it because we couldn't close without it. By the time they fixed it, we went out there and reinspected, got everything cleared, brought back to the office. We were like 4 days late. He owed $2,000 in late fees. Get an attorney. It's going to cost you some money. It's like an insurance policy. You might, you know, complain every time you write out your insurance policy or your insurance premiums. But if your house burnt down, you'd be like, oh, thank God, did we pay the insurance? You know, if you crashed your car, first thing you're going to do, who are you going to call? The police and then your insurance company. So please do that. And I have this whole, think of me as the top of the funnel. I will help you with this whole entire process. Okay. So now we're going to go to ding, 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 ding. The credit hack of the day. Actually, I got two and I won't say these are going to be immediate hacks, but these are things that I see people do day after day after day that drive me nuts. And they do it for a good reason. They think it's going to help them, but they, in essence, they just shot themselves in the foot. The first thing is closing your accounts. So you would think, okay, Dan, you know, I'm on this diligent plan. You're teaching us about cash flow, paying off bills, consolidating bills. Okay, we did that. So I got a 0% interest credit card, and I paid off three of my credit cards, looped them all in the one. I closed all those accounts, and now my credit score dropped. What's going on? Don't close accounts. Don't close accounts. It makes complete sense why you would, but it dramatically affects your credit scores. Because I won't go into all the details, but I'll just leave it at this. Do not close your credit card accounts unless you might be paying $200 a year renewal fees, or if the renewal fees are crazy, you know, go ahead. First of all, try to call that company and see if you can negotiate just saying, you know, I'm going to close my account because I don't want to pay your $200 fee or $100 fee. If you go up the food chain high enough, they're going to say, you know, waive that. I can almost guarantee you that part. If they don't, then close it. But if you have three creditors and you got a new credit card and you consolidated all three of those, don't close those three. You are going to be devastated on your credit scores. So that's that. Do not close any accounts. The second one, do not pay off collection accounts that are over 4 to 5 years old. Okay, here is why. When we're looking at your credit report, it's going to show that the account is in collection, and then it's going to tell us two other things. One, it's going to tell us the balance, and the other is going to tell us the last time that account was activated or reported from that collection company. So it's the last active date. Okay, so just think of three things. It's coded as a collection, it gives you a balance, and it gives you a last active. Okay, there's nothing you could do about the collection. The balance, honestly, don't even worry about it. It doesn't matter if it's $1 or $50,000. The biggest thing you want to look at is the last active date. Okay, if that last active date is current and over $2,000, start working on that. See if you can negotiate a payment plan or a pay early, or a, you know, offer them 50 cents on the dollar to pay off that account. But when you're doing that negotiation, please call them back for 5 days. Talk to management. Ask them if you pay it, would they remove it, completely remove that collection account from your credit report and get it in writing? Okay. So, if it is 4 to 5 years old, don't do anything. You might be required at the time you're buying a house to pay it off through your closing. That's the best advice I can give you. So those are my hacks of the day. So again, this is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. I am on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio, every weeknight. And you can find me on YouTube, you can find me on iTunes, you can find me on Spotify. Just look me up. Google Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. God bless and have a great night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.